looks ever more likely that Michigan will join the growing list of states with a stay-at-home order. The stay-at-home order from the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. Rich Studley is the president and chief executive officer of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, joining me here. And Rich, I understand that you've been in conversations, meetings, and so forth at a distance, of course, with Governor Gretchen Whitmer over the weekend and working in cooperation with other business groups and so forth, having this conversation about a stay-at-home order and how it will affect people in Michigan. Rich, good morning. I'm glad you're in good shape. Where do we start?
Morning, Steve. Glad to join you in the no panic zone.
Good to have you.
As we've been talking about the last few days, the last few weeks, now is the time for Michiganders to be prepared, to be prudent, to focus on facts, to take appropriate cautions, but not overreact. The Michigan Chamber has been working with the governor and the executive office on the various executive orders that have been put in place. As we look around the country and see what's happening on the East Coast and the West Coast, Michiganders need to know that we're in much better shape than other states, that this public health emergency is temporary. The governor is determined, and we are working with the governor and her administration to make sure that if it is necessary, and it looks as though the governor will be announcing a stay-at-home order later this morning, that that is done in a way where we protect public health, but we work together to avoid any unnecessary or permanent damage to Michigan's economic health. And frankly, we've had the benefit of learning from states on the East Coast and working with state chambers in other states and the U.S. Chamber to learn as much as we possibly can. If we are going to take this next step, we are hopeful that it is no longer than necessary. We anticipate that with a lot of input, the governor is going to issue a thoughtful order.
All right, well, so we'll see how that plays out. But, yes, I believe that the governor is going to issue a stay-at-home order later today in Michigan, joining a growing list of states doing that. I don't know if there is evidence that the stay-at-home orders are reducing the spread of this Wuhan virus. I don't know, Rich. I do know this. People that own restaurants and bars and gyms and so forth are in dire straits right now. Most restaurants, from what I have read, have a 16 to 30-day cash cushion, 16 days being the norm, 30 days kind of being the exception. So as we continue through this and restaurants remain shuttered and bars remain shuttered, many of these businesses, Rich, you know right now, when this is over, if it's a week from now or a month from now, whenever, they're not coming back, not without substantial help, and some of them not at all. And that's the truth, is it not?
It is a very challenging, very difficult situation for many employers, especially small businesses that often do not have the financial or human resources of larger companies. The good news is we have worked with the U.S. Chamber and members of our congressional delegation. That the governor did request a declaration from the U.S. Small Business Administration. Small business emergency loans will be available to many of the employers that you just mentioned. It's critically important that those small business owners who are having financial difficulty visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com, go to our COVID-19 toolkit where we have information about how to apply for small business emergency loans. We also are working hard to mitigate, lessen the negative impact on employees that the Michigan Chamber, we have supported the federal legislation to improve funding, increase funding for our state unemployment insurance system. We're encouraging employees and employers, again, to visit our website at michamber.com. And we also understand and support the need for action at the federal level for a temporary paid leave program to help employees and their families through this crisis. There are also lots of good examples all over the state of small businesses and medium-sized companies and major corporations stepping up to help their employees, their customers, and their communities.
I agree with all of that. You know, we're going to get through this. There's no question. I just wondered, at some points, I want to make sure that the cure is not worse than the disease, because if we come out of this, but too many small businesses, which you and I know, Rich, are the backbone of Michigan's economy, of America's economy, we have to make sure that they survive in the best condition possible. Everybody's going to take a hit here. Everybody's getting, you know, banged up along the way, no question. But we need to get through it in the best condition possible so that when we're on the back side of this, we can rebuild.
That's been our focus, and the information that we have provided the executive office and our discussions with Governor Whitmer and the administration, I think they understand very clearly that we have to do whatever it takes within reason to protect public health. But the administration is already starting to think more about recovery, how we facilitate that, how we lay the groundwork to bounce back as quickly as we can. And that's been a lot of our focus at
sure.
the Michigan Chamber.
And I would be remiss, Rich,
it doesn't seem like a time, but we've been through worse together, and we'll get through this too.
We certainly will. There is no question, Rich. It's the no panic zone. We have serious, sober conversations here because we have to. But there are bright sides. I mean, you look at the construction,
yeah.
large construction, it's going to continue. Look at the bright side, folks. You don't have to sit in your car waiting for the orange barrels to go away. They'll be built, and maybe we'll get through this, and some of that will already be taken care of. So there is good news. There are places we can build and places that there are bright signs that will continue. I'll give you the last word.
You're right, Steve. I don't mean to make light of the current situation, but it's not the zombie apocalypse. We can and will get through this together. Michigan is still a great place to live and work and do business. And if we pull together, we won't just get through the public health emergency. We will recover as quickly and as strongly as we possibly can. We have to continue to have faith in the
yes.
Great Lakes State and in our country. We can do this.
Absolutely. Rich Studley, great message. Thank you for being in the no panic zone. Greatly appreciate you being here. We'll, of course, check in on you from time to time. That order coming later today from the governor, late this morning, a press conference will be held. Rich Studley from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Find out more at michamber.com, michamber.com. Rich, thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Attention songwriters, beginner or pro. NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter meetings are held every second Saturday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. at the MSU Community Music School. You can learn more about the NSAI by visiting www.nashvillesongwriters.com or visit the NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter Facebook page to contact the chapter coordinator online.